listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Welcome to another amazing, awesome, spectacular show on Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, E.Z., Eric Z., the Hollywood guy, giving you guys some awesome facts about Hollywood and how it goes down the easy way. All right, so today, guys, we're going to talk about specifically all about the Top Stop Tour and the results and how it happens and what we've gone through and what we have. So I'm going to start by the number one thing that everybody's been asking about and what everybody wants to know is the media that's confirmed on this and the exposure level. And I really want you guys to hear this when I'm saying this. We have my man, shout out to my man, Willie G. He just got his deal with Fox Tribune. He's got the G Block, the block party going on. He's been doing his thing for a while. And so he's got his situation, his network on Fox Tribune. So in that case, you know, we have Fox Tribune and G Block is going to be covering this. We also have the Hype Magazine. The Hype Magazine is the number one digital magazine in the world. They're going to be covering Urban 24/7 with over a million viewers. They're going to be covering PR Photos, was one of the biggest agencies up there with Getty and Wire and all that type of stuff. Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, which is an amazing magazine, printed magazine. They do award shows and they do beauty pageants. They do a whole bunch of stuff. Music That Pays Magazine for all those artists out there. 504 Magazine, which is out of Arizona. And they actually have a company called 504 Multimedia with six other magazines. Shout-outs to my man Doc with that Real Legit magazine, Actors Reporter. Actors Reporter is another real big network. AP Images, which is Associated Press. Now, that's not confirmed, but my boy did text me personally and say he's going to try to stop by and support us. WTV Networks, which is my little network. We're doing our thing with that. Easy Way Broadcasting, of course. Faith VJ TV, 310 Magazine, which is a new magazine launching in November, guys. Check this out. This magazine is going to be distributed by Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Restaurants. All eight restaurants, you're talking about 300,000 or so something people, and Roscoe's just opened a restaurant off Anaheim by downtown Disney. So that's going to be pretty big. Generation New Radio, which is one of the radio shows on Roscoe's TV, radio TV. Fan TV Global Network, which is a huge network with over 30 million viewers. There's a possibility. I hit my man Larry Namer, and he owns Hello Hollywood in China. He owns Maytown Development Group. They're going to try to send a crew out so we get some coverage by China. Cyberspace TV, Molly Hollywood, Wen Photo, and a couple other ones we're waiting on. So I think what I mentioned is probably about 20-plus media companies that's going to be covering this. And the artists that we have on this is just amazing. You know, so I'm going to go over a couple of the celebrities that we have confirmed to walk the carpet. My man Rick Mora, shout out to my man Rick Mora from Twilight and all the other wonderful things he's doing. Sam Sarpong, everybody remembers him from MTV's Your Mama and BET, and he actually had a whole documentary done on him by MTV. Dominic Pace, which is an actor. Ty Urban, which is an actor. Roni Alvarez, which is another actor. And all these names, guys, you can look up on IMDb if you want to know more about them. They're all they all have legitimate credits, and they're all doing things. They all have good hearts. That's why they got approved. Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer. Of course, she's gonna be doing a special performance. Shane Sparks, which is the legend in the hip hop community, dance choreography. Willie G, who I mentioned before. The Easy Way Angels, of course. Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and our host on Easy Way Broadcasting. Pamela Bach Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife. Farrah Abraham, if you guys remember her from MTV's Teen Mom. And yeah, let me say a couple things about Farrah here. Farrah, I will just be honest, man. Farrah made a couple mistakes in her branding of her career, I believe, or her team. But I commend her for rectifying and trying to rectify those mistakes, you know, and trying to get away from the. She did a sex tape, and she's planning on doing another one. But she, at the same time, I really feel like she does want to steer into a more positive direction. So the Stop Tour and my team, we decided to actually let her talk about her cyberbullying situations and how she's been ridiculed. But, you know, she does have a kid, and I think that she's trying to go a positive direction. Aaron Evans from Die Hard 3, Ron Jeremy, Dean Arkilis, which is the president of Fan TV Network, Zach Callison is expected from Teens on Air and Cartoon Network's Steven Universe, Ernie Singleton, which is legend in the urban community and the music community, Stoney Jackson, everybody knows Stoney, my man Stoney's gonna show up a little bit later on, Najee Tej is expected to show up. Drew Waters from Breaking Bad, a couple other things. Jarvie Hutcherson, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. And Barbara, man. Barbara from the, if you guys remember, Rita Rupella. She played Rita Rupella in Power Rangers, Power Rangers, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. She was the evil queen. She was the lead bad girl. She's going to be attending. Angelique Bates from All That. Have expected appearances from Kyle and Chris Massey. Kyle Massey was just on Dance with the Stars. Everybody remembers him from That's So Raven. Chris Massey's also a TV star and his brother. Megan Henry, former Miss Teen Asia USA. We have Miss Newport, and we have another Miss. We have three Misses. And then we have Miss Hollywood Image, and we're expecting a couple others. So it's 75-plus at this point, guys. We're going to have amazing, amazing performances. It's going to be off the chain. We got Breaking Tempo going to be doing a special performance. Shout out to them. They're on a tour right now. They're doing their thing. We got Lacey Kay performing. We got J1 performing. We got Alan Ramos and his dance crew. We got Breaking Chains. We got Kaylee Stallings. And if you want to know more information, guys, you can go to the stoptour.org. And this event is just going to be really cool. So I want to talk a little bit about why we're doing this event. Okay, why we're doing this event, and who's involved, and what we're supporting. Because I know a lot of people want to know a lot of specifics about the nonprofit. So here's how it happened, guys. My good friend Adrian Paul, which is the actor that plays Highlander, that's how he's widely known. He's got a big heart, loves to support kids, loves to help kids. And he founded an organization actually called the Peace Fund. Okay, check it out, thepeacefund.org, or go to stoptour.org, and you'll get all the information there on the top right. You'll see their logo. So Adrian hosts a radio show called the Peace Fund Radio on LA Talk Radio, and I've been told they have over close to a million listeners a month with what they're doing. And what they do is they recognize young individuals that are really doing some making a difference in the world, and they recognize young heroes. And so they're also doing the Peace Fund games, and they're in talks, or they might have done their deal by now. I don't know exactly what the facts are, but they're talking to Microsoft to really, really make a difference. And I know Adrian personally. I know what they're trying to do. And their nonprofit helps all these kid-based nonprofits, anti-bullying, hunger, family problems. Just look up thepeacefund.org. You'll get all the information. But they're big. I listened to one of their radio shows, okay, and it was big time on anti-bullying, big time on cyberbullying, and they presented us some facts. And I really encourage you guys. I urge you guys, if you listen to this live or you listen to this on the archive, go to stoptour.org and click on bullying facts. And I challenge you not to have tears. It's just really bad what's happening in the bullying. So the Stop Tour decided to put something together. Hey, we got Sonia just popped in. Sonia Harley, our Easy Way Angel. I'm gonna go ahead and bring her on air so she can join the conversation if she chooses to. Sonia, say hi.
Hey guys, how are you?
So basically, guys, the Peace Fund it helps nonprofits. All these kid-based nonprofits. And so what we're doing is we got together with Fan TV Global Network. Fan TV Global Network, my friend Dean Akalis, who's been my friend for about 5, 6, going on 7 years now. They're doing big things. In fact, they're in talks, or they got picked up, or I don't know the facts, but they're about to hit TV out there in San Francisco. He just sent me a letter, and sorry, Dean, I got to put it out in the public, because I tell my public everything. They just got a letter directly from something that had to do with Obama and that whole situation, and they sent it to me. And so I say that to let you guys know the status and the level of their network, and they're very nonprofit oriented as well. I know Manny Pacquiao supports them, and so they got together, but they work with an amazing fundraising situation called ACE Charity. Okay, and what they do, Ace Charity has been around for 20 years. They are masters. They are the Yotas of the, we'll call the fundraising world, the Star Wars world. They're very good, very, very good at what they do as far as raising funding. And that's the key. That's the key if you're involved in the nonprofit world, because you're not going to help anybody unless you raise funding or raise awareness. So Stop Tour, presented by Easy Way Broadcasting, in affiliation with Fan TV Global Network and the Hype Magazine and all of those committee members. And I mean, we even got freaking Warren Moon's sports agency involved in supporting us as well. We have just so many people. Just go on the flyer, go on the website, you'll know all the information. But everybody, we got a lot of good individuals together that are very, very, very influential to funnel into something that's going to jump from nonprofit to nonprofit to help the best of our abilities to raise funding and awareness. You guys heard in the beginning of the show all the media that I mentioned, which is confirmed. I would not be mentioning on air unless it was completely confirmed that they're going to be attending and supporting. And there's also media that's not going to be attending because they can't be there. But they're also like, hey, you know, when you put your blog out or when this is done, just send us the press release. Send us the media alert. We'll put it out. I mean, we must have, honestly, not exaggerating, guys, probably close to 75 powerful blogs, magazines, media, that's going to be putting the message out there. The other thing that we're doing is this is a showcase, okay, because Easy Way Broadcasting, myself, my team, we believe that a lot of people have used people in Hollywood. A lot of people, I think I got everybody listening to the show right now, you're probably raising your hands right now. Yep, that's me. I'm over here. Hi. We believe that a lot of people have used people in Hollywood, and so we want to kind of change the way that thought process is. And the name Showcase doesn't have the best name. There's a lot of things that need to be changed. So you can't change Hollywood, but you can create your own. And so me and my friends and our associations, we're getting together and we're creating our own Hollywood. It's called Hollywood the Easy Way. And if you want to join that movement, you go to Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook. Just go ahead and request to join the group. And you'll meet some great people. You'll be able to promote your stuff, and it's great. We're also going to be rolling out a network that has a social network embedded into it. That's all I'm going to say for now. So everybody's going to be able to kind of follow the movement. Yeah. So everybody's going to be able to follow the movement, and everybody that has a good heart is going to be able to put it all into one funnel to help. You know, that's kind of where it all boils down to. And so what we're doing is we're going to really, really help these artists. We're going to do the best we can. I mean, we have people that are in the top executive positions with Fox and Capitol Records and RCA Records and Viacom and this and that, and just everything that we have access to. And it's not just me. It's a committee. We have an amazing committee. Everything that we have access to, we're going to try to funnel into helping these talents and helping, you know, because there's a lot of talents that deserve it. And this particular showcase, that's what we're doing. So Capitol Records, one of the executives of Capitol Records has confirmed with one of our committee members that we will be looking for three groups or artists, we will be looking for people that we will directly walk into the Capitol Records facilities. We're going to walk them in. Now, mind you, I want to make this really clear. We cannot guarantee a deal or any of that type of stuff. All we do is we hold a key, we hand it to you, and we say, there's the door. But we are actually trying, and we're going to put it out in the public, and we're going to let everybody know that we are trying legitimately to help these artists. And not putting anybody else down, but just from what I've seen in the past, I haven't seen too many people helped. I'm sorry. So that's what we're doing. We're trying. And then we also have associations with many other associations that are seeing the first. And by the way, shout-outs to Capitol. Shout-outs to our team members that really started that movement, because there's other labels now. There's other TV things. There's other magazines. There's other people that are wanting to get involved in helping talent, in helping independents. They're coming to me from every direction wanting to be a part of this movement that we're doing. So I truly feel like we've actually started a movement. We started something different. We started a pathway that has big old signs saying easy ways this way. Come do it the easy way. You know, and it's really, I mean, I wish I could tell you guys a lot of things behind the scenes, but actually I can tell you guys one thing, and this is official. Due to one of our committee members and how we're moving, we are going to be creating a television distribution division. Yes, you heard me correctly, a television distribution division. So what that means is if you have projects or you want to get on TV, we now have the ability to do that. Of course, it's got to be pre-approved. We got to look at it. We got to evaluate it, all that fun stuff. But we now are going to be rolling that out and officially popping it on the network and doing the whole television distribution thing. We're in talks right now about doing the same thing for music distribution and all that stuff. I have probably 6 or 7 people that are very in very high up positions that have the ability to make things happen that are talking to me and seeing this movement. So again, the buzz is out there. You know, thank you to Aggie and I mean I wish I could mention everybody, but thank you to the people. I mean, this is cool. We've even had people go, hey, I love what you're doing. I love what you guys are doing. Send me your press release and let me send it out to my 10,000 people. Let me send it out to my 5,000 people. Let me do this. Let me do that. People just want to be involved and they just want to help because it's a funnel. Again, to help. And I can tell you guys, we have 10 different nonprofits that have approached us that want to be involved the next time. Our schedule is locked up until the mid of next year as far as things to do. And so the reason I'm saying all this is I'm just really trying to have people understand what the Stop Tour is about. And the Stop Tour is not just me. I know that my brand is on it, but thank you. I mean, the team is just really coming together in a big way. And then more and more and more people. I mean, I got people that I haven't talked to in 6-7 years that I used to work with AECOM back in the day that all of a sudden are coming out the woodworks. Hey, I got this, I got that. I know what's up. You know, shout outs to you, but seriously, now that you see that we're doing some positive things, you know, you should not be contacting us because we're doing some really amazing positive things now. You should be contacting us because you have a heart and you want to help the situation. You know, that's what I really want people to understand. Stop looking at the spotlights, the glitz and glamours, and what you can get out of something. Look at how you can help a situation, and God will give it to you later on.
Yeah,
don't,
I agree.
You know, thank you. All right, there's Sonia. She's got a voice. She's there. All right. And,
I agree. I'm just listening. I love everything that I'm hearing, and it's just so totally true because a lot of people, they put – you know, they're all into, when you're an artist, you pour your soul out when you're on that stage, you know, and you want to get that connection with the audience. But a lot of times, Eric, people do utilize showcases to just use the talent. They promise them different things and they never fall through. And so I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of people will keep their eyes open and just watch what's going on the easy way and see how we do it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for that. And I mean, it's going to be awesome. And for those of you guys that aren't able to make it to the event, we're going to do the best we can to really pump it on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. So I suggest you run on there and like it. And I mean, hey, we got almost 100 people that have accepted the invitation to go. So shout outs to all those people that have accepted the invitation, and we'll see you over there. The red carpet's going to be ridiculous. We want to say thank you and shout-outs to our sponsors. Now, let me go a little into to how the Easy Way Movement rolls, okay, guys? Check this out. If you remember a while back, maybe 4 or 5 shows back, some around there, we had a gentleman that played with technology, if you remember that show. He played with technology, and he was talking about technology that has projector coming out of cell phone and a touchpad and nanotechnology, so the cell phone's safer for your ear, and it's just it was an amazing show, and we had this.
Yeah,
studio.
He had the weirdest name. Well, it was a cool name though.
He's listening. Sonia. He's listening. You better get his
I
name right.
I love his name though. I love his name. I can't think of his name though, but I loved it. I don't know why I can't remember it right now.
You know what's awesome is
yeah,
we
awesome.
Have.
Awesome. That's right.
Yeah, we yes. I love his name because I actually say his name 10 times in conversation every day. But yeah, so they have contacted us behind the scenes. They really want to start working with us, so we're developing some things. I'm actually going to have the projector cell phone in my hand on Saturday, so I'm going to be playing with that and projecting things all over a wall all night. And so they're wanting to get behind us, and I'm proud to announce that the Acumen Technologies is one of our official sponsors for the Stop Tour. And if you go to the media wall, you actually see their logo. You'll see their logo on the media wall at the actual event. And they want to get highly involved in all the wonderful things that we're doing. So we also want to shout out to one of our other sponsors, Cyberspace Media, Cyberspace Media TV. Cyberspace Media TV. We got the CEO in the house, Alantino Brown. Alantino Brown is up on air. What's up, Alantino?
What's up, everybody? What's up? I'm just so excited and so tired. We put a lot of effort into this to bring all people together for one common good.
Yeah, we can hear you. Hear how excited you are. Get away, a little bit away from the speaker on your phone because you're going.
Okay.
Okay. So now Alan Tino was just at some Latin Oscars or Grammys or something. You just got back from something. And well, what's the news, man? Who's coming to the
Right, it was the VIVI Awards that was hosted by a great guy by the name of Jorge. And he is just awesome. In fact, he plans to attend and meet with you, Eric. I have some videos coming up this afternoon. I'll share with you after the show so you can see it. Also, Spider was there. The one who's doing the anti-bullying in the Los Angeles school system and has been doing it successfully for 9 years. He's also with another group called Active that he started, and that's how they got started before they got to the school system. So it's really going to be a great, great show, a great platform for the anti-bullying campaign, and also to help raise funds and awareness to the fact that it's out there, you know, and, you know, kids are dying. We have to take care of that. Somebody does, and the parents don't know, so we have education for them as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hey, is that your cyberspace mascot in the background there, I hear?
Yes, it is.
I thought that was Hopper, Eric.
No, that wasn't mine. My mascot knows better than when I'm doing a show. I'm just kidding. So thank you, Alan Tino. You're probably
welcome.
You probably met a lot of great people. All right, guys, so I want to go into a little bit about the
Dante is also on the phone, too.
What's up, Dante? He's not here. Okay, well, he's listening.
714 area code 5232 or 3252?
The only 714 area code I see is the one that's already on the line here. It's all right. He'll pop in.
Okay.
So basically, guys, I want to talk about the auction and the fundraising portion of this event. I'm really proud to announce, won't want to announce the names, but we have heiresses of countries, we have queens, we have princes, we have heiresses of hotels, and we have just major kids that are spoiled that have a bunch of money, and just a lot of great, amazing people coming to this to really bid, and what we've done is, this is pretty cool, is we've actually kind of like challenged them, you know, like, oh, I bet you did, and we've kind of started a little something, so I have a feeling we're going to have a pretty good result on this thing. There's going to be a couple different ways to support the Peace Fund. One is there's going to be buckets or boxes that will be around the event, so if you're one of those people that don't like recognition and you just like to support a good cause, you are welcome to put a little check, a little chickity check, or cash. I don't really suggest cash, but you know, something to pop in a little box, a little bucket, you know, you don't have to be highlighted or anything. You just do a good thing. We're also gonna have envelopes that we'll be passing around to people, and hope that there's something that when we get an envelope back, there's something in it. And then we also have the auction. So let me talk a little bit about the auction items. And if you go to the auction page on stoptour.org, you can actually see all the wonderful, well, some of the wonderful items. We're not going to put them all on there, but I'll tell you what they are. Well, not all of them. We've got to keep some stuff to surprises. But I will tell you that the trip that we're doing is pretty cool. I looked at it. We got gift certificates to really nice beauty stuff and clothing. And we got a lot of stores, a lot of people that have come together. And, again, they love the cause, love what they're doing. Hey, yeah, we want to be a part. We want to support. Boom, boom, boom. We have a bunch of gift certificates. We're going to be doing raffles. But, so we got Manny Pacquiao's couple first gloves that he wore, I believe. This is what I was told. Again, nothing's fact unless I say it's fact. But there are a couple of the first gloves that he's worn when he started. That's valuable. Okay, and they are signed by Manny Pacquiao. And on top of that, there's a picture. And I remember Sonia, Alto, make sure you're not too close to the speaker because sometimes you blip out, you scratch out. So there's a picture of Manny Pacquiao actually signing the actual gloves that you're getting. So you know it's a legitimate thing. There's also a plaque that he signed, and there's also a jacket that he signed. And this is on behalf of Fan TV Global Network. We appreciate that. We have a all expenses paid for tickets to anywhere you want to go in the world. That's pretty cool, man. I know people have been cashing bonds to get some cash to get this one. So they want to go. They want to get out. I want to get out of the country too. So I don't blame y'all. I wish I could. You know, but I get it. So yeah, the trips. The trips are going to be pretty awesome.
Anywhere you want to go, in the world. Seriously.
Internationally. Yeah.
Okay. That freaking rocks. Okay, I love it.
Yeah, internationally.
Are the angels going to be able to participate?
Well, the angels are going to be able to bid. Anybody can bid. Bid all you want.
Okay, right on.
It's a fundraiser. So the other thing, guys, is we have Viva, which Viva's a friend of mine, and she's a really high-level dress designer, very high-level, very respected, and she wants to donate two amazing dresses. So we're going to have some models showing those dresses off, and these are nice, nice. I'm waiting to get a picture so I can show you guys, pop it on the fans page. Let's see what else we have. We have a whole bunch of items, and it's escaping me, and plus I don't want to tell you guys too much. Go to the website, guys, thestopptour.org. You'll know about it. We got so let's talk a little bit about the raffle. Okay. A lot of people approach me all the time. They want to get social media. They want to get an interview. They want to get blogs. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna give everybody that want the opportunity to get an interview by me and want to get out there a little bit. You know, I have some friends and we pop things out there and we do usually get results when we do that. So I've decided to offer a 5-minute exclusive, 5 to 10 minute exclusive interview with myself. I'm somewhat known in Hollywood, I guess. And basically, we're gonna blog it out. We're gonna put it on all my networks. We're gonna just saturate it out there. And then a lot of my friends will pick it up and you'll see yourself out there. And that's about $3,000 value, there. And then we also have Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio and TV. They have some shows, and you can pop in the studio. And we have Howie Faith Radio is going to be donating a full hour of being on his show. And then Generation U, now mind you, Howie Faith Radio has 500 to 1,000 listeners and viewers per day, or not per day, per show. And then Generation U Radio, which is one of the top shows, has I believe it's 2,000 to 3,000, or 1,000, 2,000, but it's in the thousands per show. And it's a great radio show. I suggest you guys listen to it. They're one of our sponsors. And so they're going to be donating for the raffle. So what we're doing, guys, if you get a ticket for $30, you get three raffle tickets. If you get a ticket for $20, you get two raffle tickets. And so we're going to be raffling off that, as well as some pretty cool gift certificates, so some pretty cool things. And, so everything's being finalized today. We're going to try our best to get it on the website so you get more information. Tickets are still available, but I'll tell you guys, at this point, they're not going to be available much longer. We have about 220-plus people confirmed, and that venue only holds about 300 comfortably. So I'll leave that with that. And so we have a lot of great, great, amazing performances. The auction is going to be great. The networking is going to be amazing. We have some of the top level executives there. We have top level business strategists. We have actors galore. I read the list earlier, and the media is definitely going to be a media frenzy. We also want to shout out Jose Beltran, and say thank you to Jose Beltran with WPS Events. Because they are sponsoring our wonderful red carpet. They are, they charged us. Now, nobody does anything for free, but they gave us a great deal. So I'm considering a sponsorship, and I want to say thank you for them. I recommend anybody that needs a red carpet, that needs your media wall printed, or it needs to be set up, or you need DJs or models. But really, the media wall thing, they do a pretty good job with, and it's also eco-friendly. They do eco-friendly red carpets for those of you that care about the environment. Check them out, WPS Events on Facebook. They have a fans page. We also want to say thank you to Shamika Mark Hayes with Bling Out Tees. Yes, Shamika Mark Hayes, Blinged Out Tees. They are sponsoring us on the Easy Way Angel dresses. And I believe we're going to have
exactly.
a dress for...
Shamika, I believe we're going to have... She saw all the angels looking, like, really hot. I love Shamika. She takes out the time to work with the angels and see what shirts or dresses fit us to to the best, you know, and like a lot of people don't do that. So that's one thing I like about her and her company is that she'll meet with you and she'll make sure that when she's fitting you, that it's going to actually fit you. So I think that's awesome. I just wanted to put that out there for Shamika.
No, please put it out there. You have that more direct girl experience on the dresses. I don't wear dresses, so I can't say too much about it. So you got it there. And then we have some Easy Way Angels shirts, and we're going to probably be taking one of those shirts. We're going to be doing something that I know a lot of girls, a lot of people want an Easy Way Angel dress or shirt. So we're going to probably, you know, put that up for a raffle. That'll be one of the raffle little gifts. All right, so I'll announce one other little gift, one other little auction item that we have. I was going to keep this as a surprise, but I'll announce one more. There's many more, but I'm going to announce one more. MyPocket.org is one of our sponsors, and MyPocket is doing the new website, the new Easy Way Broadcasting website that I told you is a social network, a membership situation is going to be embedded into it. How cool is that, man? We're going to have our own social network. Mark Zuckerberg, look out. I'm nipping at your heels. So basically, we have MyPocket.org. And actually, I should have had a laugh sound there because I control it so I can make it seem like I'm cool when I say things that's funny. Mark Zuckerberg, look out. I'm going to be nipping at your heels. Wait, oops. Hey, that was the wrong sound. Anyway, so basically – oh, wait, hey, Helmer, get my back.
Woohoo!
All right, there you go. Thanks. All right, so basically, guys, we have a custom-made, however you like it to be, within reason, of course – this is worth $3,000 to $5,000. MyPocket has donated a custom-made application. How cool is that? A custom-made application. So that means if you're an artist, if you have a company, if you have whatever. And guys, I'm telling you, I have an app. I've had an app for a while, and it helps. It works. You know, it really does help increase your business and it's a great thing. And, you know, when they found out about the cause, when they found out about what's going on, you know, they did. And let me announce this. They didn't ask. And I really respect MyPocket for this. I respect my boy Bryant. When a company, so you know when somebody really wants to do something from their heart and they want to support, or they want to do it because there's a lot of press and it's going to be valuable to them. So basically, they did not ask when I brought this up. They did not ask what media is involved, what celebrities are involved. They didn't ask anything. All I did was tell them about the cause. All I did was tell them about the Peace Fund. They checked out the website, called me back 10 minutes later. He goes, I'm in. I'm good. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So shout outs to them. I cannot find my laugh sound, man. There it is. All right. So I'm going to try this again. Mark Zuckerberg, look out. I'm nipping at your heels. Yeah. There we go. That's
good.
I feel better now. All right, but basically, basically, guys, that's a big thing, okay? And then you have the option. I think the bidding is going to start at like $500. So you have the option of potentially getting an application worth $5,000 and getting it for $1,000 or $700 or $1,200 or whatever it ends up. Hopefully, ends up bidding for $10,000. But that's pretty cool. All right, and thank you to MyPocket for doing that. And then also, let's talk about Bright Life Music, shall we? Woo, Bright Life Music.
Woo-hoo!
What
yeah.
is Bright Life Music? Bright Life Music is
Woo-hoo!
Yes, Homer, I know. Bright Life Music is a record label that is distributed by EMI, and they are also very, very nonprofit oriented. They have their own nonprofit, givechance.org. Something like that. I'll get the exact information for you guys, but it's brightlifemusic.com. And what they're actually donating is this is worth $30,000 from the estimates. Cause you gotta say numbers. So people know the value. This is actually worth, 30. Let me see who's calling me. Oh, you're not important enough. Go away. So this is worth $30,000. You know what? Sonya, take this really quick. I'm going to go ahead and turn this off so you guys don't hear the ringing in the background. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, Bright Life Music, let's talk about that. When he came on the show, actually, I thought it was super cool because I asked him a question about how do they put the best foot forward for the artists that they're working with. And basically he said, well, you know, we take that artist and we help them and we mold them. And I said, well, what about your artists that have different genres? Because a lot of times you'll have like an artist that's maybe an R&B artist. A lot of times people stick them on the wrong ticket, and then they don't get all of the notoriety that's necessary for them to really blow up. And he says, no, well, what we do is we cater to each of our artists depending on what genre they're in, whether it's rock or soul, hip-hop, R&B, and before we break them, we make sure that we work with them, we get to know them, so that everything is catered around their personality and their character, from head to toe, even the little things that they say, the way they carry themselves. He was just saying how much they take out the time to do that. And I've worked with Daryl Swan, who's a Grammy award-winning producer that did Macy Gray's album and a couple of other people, and he was sharing with me that, you know, I guess now people don't really do that anymore. They just a lot of times want to get artists that are completely just ready to rock and roll, where as a label, you can miss out on the good stuff about your artist when you don't get a chance to really find out who they really are. So Bright Life, they cater to that artist. They find out who they are, and when they break them, they're going to really break who they are, so that the artist is having fun while they're touring. They don't have to get on stage and be someone that the label wants them to be. They can actually be themselves. And that is a beautiful thing, coming from an artist and knowing that there are people out there who are still looking for real artists that deliver good music that's coming from their spirit. And I think that's what the world really needs, is something like that, because we gravitate towards that. And that's when you gain fans. And when you got good, honest, solid fans, they stay around 20 years from now, and they're still buying all of your music. So thank you, Bright Light. Ooh, you rock.
All right, Sonia. Yeah, you're exactly right. And Bright Life is an amazing label. And so what they're doing is they're donating to the cause, to the event, to this. They're sponsoring something that is worth $30,000. Okay, it's a $30,000 worth here. Okay, so I really want to stress that. Over three single. They're giving a three single demo deal. That's a big deal. That you want to talk about development and helping you move forward. Three single song demo deal. You get a professional situation where they're doing the studio time for you. They're doing the engineering. They're doing the consulting. They're doing all the stuff that needs to happen. And then you have Easy Way and what we do, and we're walking you into these labels. We're walking you into these situations. I don't know how you can beat that. I don't know. I don't know. So I hope you guys are listening, and hope you get involved. And again, we're just asking you to get involved in the cause and help support, so we can, you know, just say that we helped out the Peace Fund a little bit, and we can feel good about ourselves. And so Bright Life, you know, shout outs to you. You know, you're great. We really appreciate your guys' support. And I believe one of their artists is actually going to be doing something as well. And so that's pretty cool. Come on, Homer, let them know what's up.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so Bright Life, cool. So guys, this is amazing. And what we're going to start doing, we're going to be bringing, I mean, I've had a couple of people ask, where's the guests, and are you going to do guests anymore? You've kind of changed your show up. No, I have not changed my show up at all. And I can do whatever I want with my show, because it's my show. I do whatever I want. Don't tell me how to work my show. I'll do my show. Just kidding. My show.
Oh my God, that voice is just so weird.
That's my. That's my really weird and different Carmen from South Park.
Yeah. I want my cheesy poofs,
or whatever, however he does that. So basically, you know, guys, what we're this particular, when we have an event of this capacity, I'm not gonna take my airtime for anything else. I really want to stress the fact of what is in involved and what we're doing. And you know, we'll bring the guests back if they want to support the event. But this particular week has been, you know, the last couple of weeks have been you know, fully focused on Stop Tour. And you know, what we've been doing is we're going to bring some guests back. We have some amazing guests coming up. So speaking of guests, let's go into the Easy Show. Yeah, the Easy Show. Wow, you are so distorted there, Sonia. It's ridiculous. So you got to make sure that you pull your phone away a little bit. Try that again.
That sounds way, way bad. It's like sitting on the table, and I'm standing up. I'm standing up doing exercises as I am doing the radio show with
Hey guys.
Eric Dooley.
Check this out. We got Summer Helene's assistant calling me. Let's see what she has to say. Hold on. Hey, Summer Helene's assistant. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Marlene. This is Alexis.
I know. I said Summer Lane's assistant. That's Alexis. You're on air right now, so that's I wanted to say Summer Lane's assistant. I wasn't sure if you want to say your name. What's up, Alexis?
I beg your pardon? What did you say previous to that?
I said you're on air right now. I'm on my show.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
What's going on? My fans want to know what's going on. Is this a private call, or can we announce
a
public
call?
Oh, it's a private call. All right, guys. I'm sorry. It's a private call. So I'll call you back, Alexis.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Cool. Well, one of these days, guys, we're going to get one of those private calls, and you guys can listen, but I won't tell them. Shh. Just kidding. All right. So basically, it's an amazing, amazing event. It's really cool. A lot of people want to get involved. You can go get your tickets. How do you get your tickets? Go to stoptour.org and just click on purchase tickets, and you'll be good. In fact, we're going to go a quick commercial break. They'll tell you more about the Stop Tour. You listen to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour. StopTour.org, everybody. Make sure to go to StopTour.org. You'll get all the information on everything. Purchase your tickets, and that's the deal. And Adrian, tell them what's going on with the Peace Fund.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of the Peace Fund. And I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense Stop Tour, presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
Be there September 27th. I love how he does that. Be there September 27th. Peace. All right, guys. So we're going to talk about... Oh, go ahead, Sonia. What were you saying?
It kind of sounds like the Terminator. I'll be back.
He's a London Terminator. He's a London London Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, so guys. So let's talk a little bit about the show coming up. I'm going to go ahead and introduce who the guest is. And I'm going to go ahead and pass this off to Alantino and Sonia. See, I'm a multitasker. I got this really important thing came up, and I got my show. That's why I got my team. We keep it moving. So check this out. My good friend Maria Melton, the director, the person in charge of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, is going to be our guest tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. We have the first time ever seen Easy Way version of the one child at a time celebrity basketball game at the Staples Center, where all the celebrities were battling against the and one team. That's going to be dope. So you guys get to see a little sneak peek, a little sneak preview of that. It's actually on the YouTube right now, but we're going to be removing it. The only way you can watch it is if you tune into theeasyshow.com or you go to my application. And we'll be talking to her more about the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund and what these kids go through and how they live in the foster care programs. It's pretty shocking. All right, so Sonia, go ahead and take it away. Alantino, take it away, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Alantino.
Hey, Sonia, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm super, super, super excited for Cyberspace Media and
thank you so
all
much.
The things that you guys are implementing. I'm just so glad that we have the stop tour that's coming up on the 27th. You know, maybe we could talk a little bit about how you're implementing the cyberspace page and also the anti-bullying thing with the stop tour on Saturday.
Well, as you know, I'm once again a part of the anti-bullying for kids and the cyberbullying. That's my main focus of everything I do is for the kids. No matter, you know, what happens, the kids are actually going to, you know, be leading the way. And they need good leaders and mentors. And we're just working on networking, getting out there in different communities, raising awareness in all communities, and letting them know that, hey, we got something here that's going to work. We can't do it by ourselves. It takes a group effort to become one strong voice, to advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves. And as you can tell, I'm very hoarse because I've been out politicking and networking for the last week. And it's just, oh, amazing. We also have venues that are, you know, just coming up that are absolutely incredible for the next leg of the stop tour. So if you guys have venues out there that you want supported, call us at Easy Way Broadcasting Bookings and let us know that you want to use your venue. We're looking for venues as we speak right now for other events. Halloween's coming up, which is a very special time for kids, and we're looking to do a Halloween show. So everybody's out there.
Oh,
listening.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Right.
That'd be super awesome.
Yeah, one of the guys at the event I was at yesterday, Quiet Canyon out in Montebello, is beautiful, very gorgeous. And they might be willing to do something for our Halloween show. So we'll talk more about that later, because there's nothing in writing yet, but we're working on it.
I have a question for you, Alatino.
Go ahead, Sonia.
So I'm wondering, is there going to be a Cyberspace Media T-shirt giveaway for one special person on Saturday?
You know, I really haven't thought about that, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Yes, we could possibly have a special Cyberspace Media T-shirt for someone. Fortunately, I'm the only one out there that has it, but yes, we could do that.
I know, maybe like someone who gets up and tells their story about bullying and how they overcame it or something of that nature. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I think it might be really a cool thing and a good incentive, and then they can wear the shirt, and then when people ask them about the shirt, they can talk about Alatino Brown. They can also tell them to go to Facebook and to make sure they like our page for Cyberspace Media, and then also get connected with Easy Way Broadcasting and all the things that we're implementing and doing to support the cause for cyberbullying, because you're working really, really hard and you've got a lot of people that are on board, and people have to realize that it's a very, very serious thing. There are, like, people losing their lives, literally taking their own lives because they're feeling so threatened and less than nothing by their peers. And there's nothing worse in the world that can make you feel so small than the people you're supposed to get along with and grow with and learn how to be socially to adapt socially. And if those people are kicking you out and making you feel outcast, then as a child growing up, it could be very difficult. And that's why there's a lot of young people that are taking their lives, because sometimes the parents are so busy working, trying to make ends meet, that they don't really see that their kids are going through these, you know, sort of like terrible, horrible moments. And by the time they find out, it's too late. So that's where you come in at, Alatino, and I come in at, with having the awareness for cyberbullying and just letting people know that there is a voice out there and they can get helped, you know. So I think it's really awesome that you're implementing this.
Thank you so much, Sonia, and you're right. And now that you put me on the spot, I guess we should make up two shirts, one for the ladies and one for the guys. How's that?
Oh, yes, I think that's awesome. Yay!
Okay. Yes, I, ladies and gentlemen, I will be working on that today to get those shirts ready for two very special people who have an awesome story that are actually out there doing it and mentoring kids and getting them away from the violence and the nonsense. You're right, Sonia, let's do that. And also, on my new website, cyberspacemediatv.com, we'll be probably selling T-shirts. People can get Cyberspace T-shirts of their own. we'll have it there for them.
That's great. That is really, really good. And I think that, you know, people should go on there and support the cause, because I'm sure that when you purchase a T-shirt, you know that a percentage of that is definitely going towards the awareness for bullying of all kinds. And
absolutely.
You know, yeah, and just the fact that people, you don't have a voice right now, Alatino. You're totally hoarse and tired because you're out there working and mingling and going to this event and that event, preaching about this cause that needs to be really, really, it just needs, people need to realize, I can't express how serious it really is. If you go online and you look it up, then you'll realize that there's so many, and it's our young people that are getting super, super affected by all of this cyberbullying and stuff, you know? It's really bad. And so we have to definitely take a stand for it. And, huh?
I said the statistics are overwhelming.
Yeah, it really is. And we got to bring back a smile. We have to bring back good energy. We have to bring back something to counteract it, you know, so that people can realize that there is more to life than trying to belong to a clique. You don't have to be super cool and all that. You just have to have confidence and know that you are loved, you know, and get around those other people. And if you have a talent or whatever, then do that. Get yourself involved with other friends that can help you become a better person. And when you combine that, I'm pretty sure that if you combine all that together, that we can all of this stupid stuff, and let's not get it twisted. I'm just going to be use some street terminology. There are grown folks out there that are cyberbullying as well, and they should just simply be ashamed of themselves for doing that. The kids, to a certain degree, they're growing and learning, but when you get a certain age and you're doing that, at that point, there comes a time where, you know, that's when you need to take a step back and do a character check and see if it's really going to be worth your while. Because Alatino has this thing, this video that says, "We're coming for you," or something like that, right? You remember that, Alatino?
Right. Right.
I love
we got
that.
Our eye
so
on you.
To, yeah, we got our eye on you. You better remember that we do. We're not playing over here. We're not
that's
doing
right.
it.
We have over 12 cyberspace crews out there at all events, and they're not just looking at the people on the red carpet. They're looking at everyone out there. So my advice to everyone is be on your best behavior always. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, and you know what? Come to the show on the 27th, because Risa Gray is going to have people laughing and falling out of their seats. It is going to be so amazing. You guys have to come by Buzzbee's. You have to come and do the red carpet if you can. Definitely come and check out the talent. We're going to have Bright Lights music in the house. It's going to be super fun. There's going to be people that are going to be making you laugh, people that are going to be making you cry, and people that are going to make you want to get up out of your seat and dance and shake your booty, because that's the way
I heard that.
Way.
And I just want to say one other thing. I want to thank Bright Lights music, too, and on behalf of Cyberspace Media. He does the best videos, which you guys will be able to see, on the artist. I was able to work with him yesterday on a video shoot at the studio, and it was totally, totally awesome. And the talent was there. He was there. It was great. I just want to say once again, Bright Life Music is the place to be if you're a musician.
Oh,
hi,
right
I'm
on,
back,
yeah.
guys. I'm back. I feel like I should be wearing red or yellow. No, yeah. I feel like I should be wearing yellow all the time. I need to get, like, a yellow outfit because I feel like a freaking fireman putting fires out. Being a producer is fun. Anyway, all right, so, yeah, Bright Life rocks. Love Bright Life. All right, so let's go into a couple more sponsors that we want to shout out and say thank you to, because we're very, very appreciative of our wonderful supporters and sponsors. World Shakers Designs. Baby, we got to give a shout-out to World
Shakers. All right, Steve Williams.
Steve Williams. World is it Shakers or Shaker? World Shaker or Shakers?
World Which Shakers one? Design.
With an S, plural. WorldShakersDesign.com. Check them out. World Shakers Design is actually the one that did the stop tour. So everybody that's loving the site and that gives me all the compliments, World Shakers Design is the reason behind that. They're also going to be, I believe, highly involved with the new Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles magazine. Put those two on the phone. This conversation went well. I believe they're going to be handing them a check on Saturday. So that's always good to get a check. Yeah.
Always.
And so, So we're also very, very appreciative of, I mean, man, we have so, just so many people. Actors Reporter, I want to give a shout out to Actors Reporter, Pepper J Productions. They've really been supporting our show, all the green screen stuff that you do. You know, oh yeah, I forgot to mention we got picked up. We got picked up on TV. That's a little note too. We got a little distribution on TV, and so that's where everybody should be excited. I'm surprised I didn't get a woohoo on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yay!
Pepper J, she rocks. I love her.
So Pepper J Productions has been doing the Easy Show for about 2 years now, and if you look us up on IMDb, the letter E, letter Z, Easy Show, we're creeping up into our fifth season, over 50 episodes. That's pretty cool. And, you know, thanks to some wonderful associations, and shout out to my girl, Summer Helene, getting appointed the executive vice president of California Pictures, which does distribution with everybody from Fox and Viacom and NBC, everybody. They work with everybody in television distribution. And so, you know, that's going to be happening. We're going to be putting some stuff together, with the hard drive. I got to get the hard drive over to him, and we'll see. And also my boy, Willie G. I'm going to repeat this again. Shout out to Willie G and G-Block Entertainment. Make sure you check out G-Block Entertainment. They do fantastic block parties. Their last block party was in Woodland Hills. They had over 3,000 people like taking over the streets. It was ridiculous. And all the Disney stars, they have all these amazing performances. They're like a, you know MTV does those really big things, and you know, those real big block parties with Power 106 and stuff. This is pretty close. And so my boy Willie has been a friend of mine for a while. He just got picked up on Fox Tribune. They're going to be on from 7 to 11, I believe. And if you go to our fans page, the Stop Tour fans page, you will see us promoting them. You'll see exactly how where their television time slots are. You know, you'll see, and they're one of our sponsors, fully involved. They're going to be covering the event as well as they're sponsoring the event. And so shout out to my man Willie G. You know, and he went from Papa John's Pizza to running Papa John's Pizza. They call him Mr. Papa. He had Papa John's Pizza TV. He actually went to Papa John's Pizza and presented to them how Papa John's Pizza would be valuable. I'm sorry, Papa John's Pizza TV would be valuable. And now today he's running and owning his own network that's on Fox Tribune. I mean, you know, I'm very proud of my boy Willie. And so that's cool that, like, when you're coming up with people, they support you. So that's another little television situation we have going on. They also own an agency, so they have the advertising too. So that's pretty cool. The eyes are the lamps to the soul. No, I'm kidding. It's called Acting with Your Eyes, guys. There's a book actually presented by Pepper J's partner, John Michael Ferrari. This book is actually pretty cool. I read it. It's a small book. It takes you like, you know, a couple hours to read, but you'll really get some information on using your eyes properly. That's the best way I can say it. If you're an actor, or even not even an actor, even, you know, what I kind of got out of it, because I'm not an actor. I mean, I've acted, I've done commercials, I've done little movies, I've done little things here and there, but I'm not an actor. Okay, I'm not SAG, I'm SAG eligible, but I'm not an actor. So I was trying to figure out how I could get value out of this as not an actor. And so what I kind of learned a little bit is, when you're talking to somebody on a sales perspective, networking, meeting them, the way that you use your eyes, and it gave me a couple little tools. So I recommend you guys check it out. You can go on Amazon, search Acting with Your Eyes. You know, we'll be promoting it on our social media. We'll probably have it on our application and our websites and stuff later on. So Acting with Your Eyes, that's another book. And the other thing, guys, last but not least, is my throat's actually starting to hurt, so I'm gonna get out of here pretty soon. But the other thing is EasyWayBroadcasting.com. I can't wait to talk about this one. EasyWayBroadcasting.com, the next website, the next beginning. That's what I call it. What you're seeing now, guys, is nothing compared to what you're about to see. Don't know when it's going to be done. There's always new things that we're adding and new ideas. And now this is not just a website anymore. It is a full social network. It's a membership situation. And it's going to be very intricate, very awesome. So that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. I mean, we're trying to get it done before this event, but that's not going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, moving forward, we also have a lot of events. I was just in a conversation with a very good friend of mine about an event at Paramount Studios with Oprah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh? You know, we also have an event coming up that's a private event. Can't talk much about it, but it supports the Children of the Night. And as you know, the Children of the Night is a big nonprofit that Jay Leno supports. And, of course, you know, we have the paintball tournament, the turkey giveaway with EJ Jackson, limousines coming up. The paintball, the Peace Fund Games has been changed. It has been changed. The date is now in December, and it's at Camp Pendleton. So they have changed that up. Shout-outs to my girl who just did Lil Wayne's private event. Can't say much more about that, but she just did Lil Wayne's private event. She just did. If you guys watched on TV, Chris Brown's whole situation on CNN, it was a big thing. Chris Brown's a big deal right now. Our committee member was the girl that did that event. Pretty cool, huh? There's so many wonderful things, guys. And keep listening, keep doing it the easy way, keep supporting, keep following. If you want to know more information, there we're going to be always pumping things on the fans page. Now, another thing I want to say, we are looking for interns and volunteers and supporters and all that wonderful stuff because we are a coming up organization. We are not a big, and I'm just going to put this out on air, okay? So because I'm sick of everybody thinking that I'm this multimillionaire. I'm not, okay? I'm just going to just get this over with. I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm not a freaking millionaire. I'm not a thousandaire. No, I make enough to get by. You know, our company is doing well, and we're trying to do better. So we're looking for good individuals that want to support, you know, that do editing, that do, you know, video production, that do graphic design, that do blogging, that write, that whatever, that want to be involved.
Yeah. The thing is, Eric, all mm-hmm. those people that are volunteering and wanting to do internships and things like that, there is always
we
that.
We appreciate you very, very much.
Get in on the ground floor. You guys better get in on the ground floor. That's what they should do. It's going to blow up. It's going to be amazing. And at least you can say that you were there in the creative process, in the beginning, in the embryo stage, right? Before the baby's
right
completely
on.
Born. Yeah.
Ground floor. Ground floor. There's no ground floor. We're already in the elevator. We're on like the 15th floor. What are you talking about?
We're on the rooftop, baby.
Yeah, we're not on the rooftop yet, but we're getting there. We're on the 15th floor. So, but yeah, guys, we definitely do. We are looking for some cool supporters, and you know, the events that we go to are A-list, and they're going to become very exclusive, very, 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 very exclusive. And let me put this out there too. I love you guys. I really, really love everybody that sends us 15 different invites a week to cover all these wonderful events and do all this stuff. But I have to say, okay, this is not going to work for me. It costs me, you know, in the hundreds to $500 to $600 to not exhaust my resources to cover things. And please understand, we really keep sending it. It's fine. But I don't want people to get offended or think that I'm changing. I hate. I've heard that a couple of times. Oh, Easy's changing now. He's getting bigger. He's not. Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not changing. I'm trying to stay afloat. There's a difference, okay? And I'm trying to focus on with my team, trying to focus on things that can keep us staying afloat, so we can do great things for you guys. So when you're sending us invites to these events and we're not responding, or we do respond and we say we can't make it, that is because it costs to have a camera person. It costs to have a host. It costs to do processing. It costs to do editing. It costs to do SEO. It costs to do writing. It costs to do blogging. Do you have any idea how much that goes into covering an event? For crying out loud. Okay? Do you have any clue? You don't, obviously, because you're asking us to cover shit for free. Stop doing it. Stop asking us to do stuff for free. We would be glad to support you, but at least cover, you know, offer and be respectful to cover our costs. We reach millions of people with our syndication. We reach almost 100 million to a half a billion people with all of our syndication and all of the media resources and all the stuff that we work with. And our network alone, our radio station has we're creeping on 600,000 listeners. Okay, so we do have a fan base. We do have people that know about us. And now with the Stop Tour, we got a little bit more. So, oh, hey, somebody just popped in. Sonia Alentino.
Yes.
Take it away really quick. I'm going to find out who this is and just make sure that they're filtered here. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, and I want to elaborate a little bit more on what Easy says. I run media crews, and, you know, you're talking about 4 to 8 hours, them on their feet, constantly taking pictures, video, you know, taping you. And the things around you and to make a presentation to you for your company. Well, it's yours. You control the content. Okay, we're not saying that you can't have
okay.
it. But
okay, I want to. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, Alantino. But this just popped in. We have another radio station listening to us. Listen to this. Hold on. Where is it? Why isn't it working?
Hello.
I'm trying. There we go. Nope. They left. Darn it. Because I went off air, and I'm like, hey, call it, and I'm hearing music. Do do do, and then that was blah 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 blah. There's another radio station that just popped in and listened to our show. Now that's
awesome.
That's one of two things. They're either listening and popping in, or someone told them on social media, hey, pop in and listen, because they weren't able to go on podcast and they wanted to hear what we were doing to steal what we do, or they were a cool radio station that actually wanted to listen and wanted to support. But I'm assuming since I called them out and I wanted to bring them on air, they left. So that was probably the first option. But I'm not going to mention any names and who they were because I'm cool like that. So basically, guys. I'm just trying to really, really stress that. Oh, they're back. Hey, let me see if we can get some music again. Hold on. Hey, hold on. See what we can do. Nope. Are they there? You there? No.
Hello.
Oh, hey, they are there. Hey, hi. How you doing? What's your name, man?
Green nigga. Nigga.
Oh, we have so much fun on the show. That's why you filter things. And so the second they opened their mouth improperly. They went bye bye. See how quick I was on that. Boom. But
that
see,
was
this,
quick. That was like
this
a superhero.
That's how we do. I'm a superhero host. I love it. So and you know I learned my lesson. Okay, because Booker. And in fact, if you search past shows, and you look at Booker T and Easy Talk Live, you look at Booker T, the major wrestling star. Booker T was on my show. This is a little story for you guys. Booker T was on my show, and I was new to Blog Talk Radio. I did not know how filters worked. I did not know how to turn it off. I didn't know nothing. I knew how to turn it on air. That's what I knew how to do. And I had Booker T on, and as you know, this is not someone that you really want to allow fans and callers that are imbeciles to be on air along with him. Okay, and so I'm mentioning this because I'm very apologetic, and I hope Booker T understands and hears the show and understands that I was a newbie. I was a radio newbie. I'm sorry, Booker T. So the we had an improper. If you want to know about it, you can look it up. Look up the show. There's a show that we did, and unfortunately, there's some derogatory language and things that popped up, and I didn't know how to stop it, and it sucked. So now. We know how to filter things and make sure that the people go away. But it's still cool that you know, even though they're idiots or they're haters or whoever, I don't even know who they are. I have no idea. But even though, at least we know people are listening. We're getting a response. That's so cool. So shout outs to whoever you were that just popped on. Whether you wanna be negative towards or positive, it doesn't matter. We appreciate you for listening and showing us that you're listening. And so what's the name of our new Easy Talk mascot, Alantino? Who is that?
The new Easy Talk mascot?
Yeah, the barker in the background that keeps interrupting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Ice. Go ahead.
Well, everybody
has to get paid. You know, when people come down the street, they got to let you know that they're there. That's all.
Well, go get Ice some water. Just kidding. So, guys, this has been a really, really fun show. So tomorrow we're going to have a show. It's going to be live on air, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You can tune in, and you can meet the director of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. They have an event coming up at the end of the year in April, and this is a celebrity flag football charity game for the foster kids for an organization that helps over 30,000-plus foster kids. I really want people to hear that number. 30,000 plus. 30,000 families.
Wow.
30,000. That is really cool. That is amazing. So 30,000 plus kids. They're raising funding, raising awareness. It's the official Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. They just did, I don't know if it was last year or the year before that, they did the One Child at a Time celebrity basketball game, and we're going to be posting that all over the place after the show. Every celebrity from Disney to the whole cast of Sons of Anarchy to HBO celebrities to everybody was there, and they were up against the And One team, and the And One team Can you believe the and one team? They're superstar basketball players and celebrities are actors. Okay, who do you think won? Who do you think won? Who do you think won? The and one team or the celebrities?
The celebrities.
Well, the celebrities didn't win. Okay.
The celebrities didn't win. Oh, it sounds like Sonya's back in the and one team here.
Yes,
and I got the celebrities.
And one baby.
Well, we got an and one, or we got a celebrities. And one or celebrities. And one or celebrities. And one celebrities.
I got the celebrities.
Okay, the celebrities probably won.
All right, let's find out who won. Let's find out who won. Who won? The celebrities. Can you believe it? The celebrities won by one point. One point.
Awesome. I'll play next time.
Come on, man. You got Hossos, the professor, helicopter. These are like superstars. They got like jets in their shoes and shit. Like these are you got the and one team that knows how to do alley oops and you can jump over the celebrities' heads and make baskets all day long. And they lost. Can you believe that? I could not believe I was in shock. The celebrity, but I will say this: they had Joe Smith. They had Joe Smith from the Lakers. They had a couple players that had some skills. Joe Smith, scored most of the points. Shout outs to Joe, by the way. He's a very good friend of mine. If you look at some of the celebrity shout outs and some of the stuff, you'll see him. Shouting out.
So Joe was part of the celebrity team.
Yes, Joe was part of the celebrity team.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right on.
So I got to give everybody all the information. Joe was part of the celebrity team, and he made a lot of the points. And believe it or not, little Cameron Boyce from Disney, from Jesse. Cameron Boyce was a little freaking leprechaun running around, under people's legs.
Yeah, he's a little baller, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got skills.
Kind of like Allen Iverson,
Yeah, yeah, he's got skills. And Sean McNabb and the Hispanic guy that's on – Sons of Anarchy, and there's like three other people. The Sons of Anarchy, they were actually pretty decent. It was just an amazing game. So if you guys, I know people are listening, they're like, damn, I want to see this game. I want to see what you're talking about. Well, we have the whole game, whole game. Never been put out, never been put out. So that's something that we're actually talking to TV about.
Watch it. We need to let people out there know, Eric, about your angels, because, your Nightingale angel, Sonya Harley, is somewhat of a tomboy, thank you very much, so I can play sports and stuff, so we'll see. We might even have to do a game ourselves.
Hey, check this out, guys. The other radio show is actually back, so Sonya, keep talking. I'm going to go ahead and talk to them offline, see if they want to play nice and see if we can work together. All right, hold on.
So, Alatino, how about a basketball game for cyberspace media?
Now, that's doable. If you're playing, I'll cover it as always.
Okay. It's going to be fun. I think I'm going to put something together.
I think that would be great. I think we should. Now, are we going to do that with who are you going to play against?
I'm back. I can't give them any more love. They got a potty mouth, so I couldn't put them on air, guys. I apologize. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
How dare them? Well, we're talking about basketball
game.
I think we definitely should create some sort of sports thing. A soccer game, a football game, even a water polo game. I think I'd love to see the Easy Way Angels in those Easy Way Angel bathing suits. What do you guys think? Yay! Just kidding.
Yeah.
I bet you would.
So,
if we did a basketball game, Eric, like at a park, right, for charity. Basketball is easy because a lot of people like to pick up the ball and shoot it. You can even have kids that participate and stuff like that, right? So, I'm just trying to think of a game that's, really open for a lot of people to participate in. And you can have an entry fee for the game, something simple like $5 to enter the game, and then, the portion will go to a charity, and everyone gets to play. We have the teams. You have your Easy Way Angels, or you can have the Easy Way team. You can come out and play against the Easy Way team. You know what I mean? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fun.
I think we should definitely play around with that. We definitely got to reach out to some people as far, the first thing in doing that, you got to find a college or school or someplace that'll loan us a court.
Yeah.
I know that I know my boys, the Power Rangers, shout out to Najee Detez and Steven and Alex and Hector and all, you know, all the Super Samurai Power Rangers. You know, they just had a celebrity basketball game. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go. I can't go to everything. I really wanted to go, but I can't go to everything. I tried. They just had a celebrity basketball game where it was the old school Power Rangers versus the new school Power Rangers. The whole cast, the Mighty Morphin, you know, it was pretty cool. I wasn't there, but Najee told me the good news, and I think he's going to send me some content. He's going to send me some stuff, so I'll post it out for you guys. And I'm curious on who won, you know, because and so speaking of the Power Rangers, you know, someone we actually have confirmed is supposed to be coming to the Stop Tour event.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember out there who remembers the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Her name was Rita Rupella. She played.
I probably saw her when my kids were growing up, but I don't remember now.
She played the lead evil queen with the weird monkey guy that's in the gold suit. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was the lead. She was the lead of the whole show. She was her name is Rita Rupella, and so she's coming down. She's gonna hang out. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get my man Walter Jones, the Black Ranger. He's out of town. Najee's supposed to be showing up. We'll see. They're getting really busy lately. Those Rangers are getting strong. But yeah, you know, I think that we could definitely put some Easy Way Magic into a celebrity basketball game of some sort. And I think the fans out there, I think the listeners, I think the supporters should hit us up on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, letter Z, and post on our message. By the way, guys, I appreciate, you know, we had somebody from Orange County hit us up. Okay. Check this out. Someone from my turf. Yeah. Someone from Orange County. They hit us up on Easy Way Broadcasting, and they said, I know every event and fundraiser in Orange County. We need a network in Orange County. I've been listening to your stuff and watching your stuff, this and that. I want to help you guys. I was like, that's pretty cool. All right, right on. So we actually
got
a couple cool connections, and so I encourage people, if you want to get a hold of us, it's real simple. Easy Way Broadcasting like page, the fans page, and it'll be very, very simple when the site's out. Everybody will know how to reach us. But I think that, you know, we should do this celebrity thing that we're talking about, this either celebrity – I mean, basketball game's perfect, but we should do it in Orange County. That's what I think. I think we should do it in OC because we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County. LA's got enough of the cool celebrity stuff. Orange County needs some stuff. You know what I mean? And plus there's money in Orange County, and I like it out here. No, I'm kidding. Love Hollywood. Love LA too. But I think that we should definitely – bring some magic to Orange County. We do an event every month, every 2 months. Sonya Harley just performed at our Experience the Easy Way event. It's a mansion event that we do. You raised over $400, Sonya, with your Give a Little Back. So people did give a little bit back. That was amazing. And so we're going to do another event, and we're probably going to be supporting the Watering Seeds organization that works with veterans.
Yeah, awesome.
That's another event we got to talk about, guys. It's November 11th. November 11th, we have the Watering Seeds StubHub Center Expo. There's 500 to 1,000 to thousands of people expected to this thing. Will Champlin's going to be performing. I know Jessica Biel's mom, Kim Biel's involved and highly involved. There's you know, Coca-Cola starting to talk to him. I mean, it's pretty cool. So it's going to be an amazing event, November 11th in Carson City. The mayor of Carson backs them. They give them the key. You know, it's going to be a really fun event coming up November 11th. And then we also we haven't even really fully focused on this, so I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, but we're going to be planning some sort of launch for the new 310 magazine, the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles magazine, that's going to be distributed in all the restaurants. Mind you, they just opened up that big Roscoe's, which is killing it. Oh, it's so nice. Right in Anaheim at Disney, at downtown Disney. They're right smack dab in the middle of it. So imagine. So Roscoe's is expanding out here to Orange County now. Woo! So basically, this magazine.
Go to Roscoe's.
Now think about this, guys. I just signed my contract. This, so I can talk about this. I don't know when we're going to do the event, but the deal is done. I and my company and 504 Multimedia, we have full creative control to put anybody. In fact, I think I'm going to make this a raffle. I just decided to make this a raffle. Doc, we're going to make this a raffle. We have full control to put content into a magazine that reaches 250,000 to 300,000 potential. No, not potential. 300,000 numbers. That's people that are coming into 8 different Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles restaurants. I want you to think about this. When someone sits down to a restaurant, there's dead time. They're either talking to each other or they're waiting for their food. Typically, the amount of time that you wait for your food is about 10 minutes to 15 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to be making sure that they're looking at that magazine. Think about that. Think about how many eyeballs
are
going to be in
there. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, think about how
they're
many eyeballs.
They're going to pick it up and look through it, and they're going to be like, what is this all about? Oh,
so,
wow, who's this? Oh, wow, so, who's this new artist? Oh, yeah, her name's Sonya Harley. This is amazing. Wait a second, who's this? What is this all about? Oh, this is cyberspace media. Oh, wow, this is super cool. Wow, who are these hot chicks? Oh, they're the Easy Way Angels.
There you go. Well, the magic of a pen.
There you go. That's the best PR in town.
The magic of a the magic of a pen, Sonya. That's all I got to say. The magic of a pen. The power of a pen. But yeah. So this magazine is going to be a very major deal. And so what I'm going to do, guys, right here on air, I'm gonna offer a full page ad as a raffle. How'd you like to be seen by 300,000 guaranteed people through Oscar's Chicken and Waffles? I would. So we're gonna offer a full-page ad. Who wants to win that? That's a big one right there. So we'll offer a full-page ad in the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles magazine, 310 magazine. So you can be at – whatever. So if you buy tickets, if you go to stoptour.org and you get your tickets, you get your raffle, get your chance to win that. Or I don't know. Maybe we'll make an auction. I don't know. Well, but I'm going to throw that in there. I'm going to call Doc today to confirm it. But we're gonna make that happen. So basically, guys, think about this. We have television distribution. We have magazines that are in restaurants and distributed. We have 7 different magazines that we've pretty much established deals with. We have 100 blog and podcast-based and YouTube-based media companies that are in association with Easy Way Broadcasting. What is Easy Way Broadcasting doing? We are the hub. We are the hub to deliver information. That is what we do. We deliver content, and we deliver positive content, and we draw people to the positive thoughts of projects. And the Stop Tour is a subsidiary of Easy Way Broadcasting. So you guys have been asking what it is. Now you know. It's going to be a lot of fun. And moving forward into 2015, it's going to be awesome. We got the amazing Ascent Expo coming up with the LA Convention Center, supported by CBS, and we have Michael Beathwith involved and tons of people. If you want to get your booths, you got to get your booths. Again, if anything that we're saying, if you're interested, go to Easy Way Broadcasting, go to the fans page, or hit me up directly on Twitter, man. I'm really simple. And if you watch my Twitter, guys, I'm one of those public figure people that actually has a verified badge that actually communicates and responds back to you. There's never been one person that has contacted me directly and said, "Hey, I love your show," or whatever it is, that I have not responded back to. I pride myself in that. And guess what? I follow back. You know, I do press the follow button. It happens, but I want to make sure that you're a good person before I'm going to follow you. You know, I don't really care who people are. I care about who people are inside. All right, so that's just a little fact for you guys. And I'm assuming the Angels are the same way. I'm assuming Alantino, the team.
Absolutely.
You know, so again, my last message to you guys. We're closing up in the show here. My last message to you guys is stop the nonsense.
The nonsense.
No, I'm kidding. My last message to you guys is stop trying to get things out of people. Stop being selfish and trying to benefit yourself and focus on benefiting others. Just give and God will give it back to you. If you're not selfish and you truly from your heart want to help others, you know, if everybody could have this mentality and just think this way, the world would be a better place, you know. It would be amazing. So stop.
Oh, most definitely. I totally agree. You know, that's because it's biblical. You know what I mean? You have the universal laws, and basically, I think you go around and you just be generally good. There's people that are just generally good, you know, and you put that out in the universe. And when you do that, and you're not trying to deliberately hurt anyone or discourage anyone, put bad energy out in the universe, you're always going to get that good energy back. And then with what you're doing, when you're trying to help other people with charities and things of that nature, I think that's when the extra help from above comes in, and that's when God puts people in place that you never thought would ever come along to help you see your dream come to fruition. And then they're there at the last minute saying, "Hey, what do you need? I can help you do this." And that's because you're doing the right thing and you're on the right path. And so,
amen.
Yeah, I agree.
You are right. You just hit the head, hit 100% on the head there, Sonia. So that's what it's about, guys. That's my last message to you. Take it how it is. It's like the easy way message. Hashtag easy way updates. That'll be our new hashtag. Just stop trying to get what you can get out of people and just help people and support. Here's a little example for you guys. I've met some people, some amazing people, and I've never once – actually, there's one time. Recently, I asked Larry Namer to do me a little favor to help me with this event, but that's about it. But I haven't really helped – I haven't really asked anybody to do anything. The number one thing that I ask people when I meet them, two things. Number two things is, how do we make a difference together? How can you – show me how we make a difference together. And the second question is, how can I help you? I want you to ponder on that, guys. You listen to Easy Talk Live. We're going to go ahead and finish out this show with my man Dean Kane. And then catch us next week on Easy Talk Live. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live and in person, direct with the Easy Way Angels, the whole team, myself, and Miranda, the director of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. We'll catch you guys next week.
Hey, I'm Dean Kane. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for Summer. I play the dad. I'm a dad now. That's what happens. It's a beautiful little film. Please come see it, because we're all doing it the easy way. Boom.
Boom. Yes.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.